I'd like to. I spent all my summers in New Hampshire on a farm with my grandfather and grandmother, haying in the afternoon, not working very hard, working at, you know, reading and trying to write poems in the morning when I was a kid. And I really loved that. I've written about it over and over again, and I'll probably write about it the rest of my life, I suppose. But I have a poem here called The Table. There was an old table back in the bedroom, the big bedroom, where I used to work at the table a lot in the daytime. Big brown old table. And the corners had been square, but when my mother was about 3 years old, and she was at the farm, my crazy hermit cousin Freeman had cut them off and rounded them so the little girl wouldn't hit her head on that corner. I've got it in Ann Arbor now, and write on it. But this is the table. Walking back to the farm from the depot, Riley slapped flies with his tail. Twilight. Crickets scraped in the green standing hay by the road. The voice of my grandfather spoke through a motion of gnats. I held his hand. I entered the sway of a horse. At the brown table, I propped books on each other. All morning in the room, my skin took into itself small discs of coolness. Then I walked in the cut hayfield by the barn and lay alone in the little valley of noon heat in the village of little sounds. Grasshoppers tickled my neck and I let them. I turned into the other world that lives in the air. Clouds passed like motes. My grandfather clanked up the road on his mowing machine, behind Riley, dark with sweat. I ran to the barn and carried a bucket of water to the loose jaws working in the dark stall. For lunch, I sliced an onion. Then we raked hay into mounds, and my grandfather pitched it up where I tucked it in place on the hay rack. My skin dried in the sun. Wind caught me in clover. The slow ride back to the barn. I dangled legs over split pole rails while my grandfather talked forever in a voice that wrapped me around with love that asked for nothing. In my room, I drank well water that whitened the sides of a tumbler, and coolness gathered like dark inside my stomach. This morning, I walk to the shaded bedroom and lean on the dropleaf table. The table hums a song to itself without sense, and I hear the voice of the heaving ribs of Riley and grasshoppers haying the fields of the air. That was before I took it back to Michigan. It doesn't sing in Michigan, but it's all right. I like it.